Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Thank you for contacting Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about last Wednesday when you were on the air with us and you were teaching the class and you said, get ready because here it comes. And here it is.
Yeah.
We have this real serious. Well, you said it was going to happen. And
I'm gobsmacked.
You
I'm
said
gobsmacked.
It would be. Well, so we have this crisis and I had the statistics in front of me, but there are several states that are in that have declared emergencies, and there have been fights at gas pumps. Gas has topped $3 a gallon, and you know, about a year ago, I think we were looking at maybe a little longer than a year ago, about $1.65, $1.70, and now it's almost doubled. Here in the United States, I'm talking about the national average. I'm talking about the low of about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I'm going by memory to today. The price has just about doubled. And I remember 1973, 1974, the Arab oil embargo. And those were the days when the Arabs pulled back 5% of the fuel that was coming to this country. 5%. And so that was what was withdrawn from the market. And the result was that if you had a government job, you could get fuel. If you were a medical doctor, you could get fuel. But everybody else, you had to wait in line. And the lines were based on the digit of your license plate, whether it was odd or even. And if it ended in an even number, you could get gasoline on an even day. If it ended in an odd number, you could get gasoline on an odd day, but odd people couldn't get even gasoline, even day gasoline. And we were limited to the purchases. And I'm thinking they're about $3. So people would line up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get in line for a gas station that would open at, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning to get their $3 worth. And some gas stations were doing things like, well, you know, we can only give you $3 worth of gasoline. But, you know, if you need that tune-up that you've been waiting for, well, if you get that tune-up, we can do that for you. And, you know, just to make sure that the car is running properly, we'll fill it up with gasoline for you. So, you know, it wasn't like asking for a donation. They were telling you that if you gave them the opportunity to tune up your vehicle, points, condenser, rotor, spark plugs, spark plug wires, that kind of thing, new air filter, maybe an oil change, oil filter, oil, then you could get a full tank of fuel. While you put your car up on the lift, and after they shut the gas lines down, after an hour, then they could fill up your vehicle. And that's what they would do. They'd run the gas lines for about an hour, and then they'd shut them off. So people would wait hours and hours and hours, and some people would get in line late, and they would say, sorry, we're not doing any more pumping the gas today. So already in the United States, there was one company called Parker in the Southeast, and they are already rationing. So gasoline, national average is $3 per gallon. It hit that, I guess, this morning or late yesterday, $3.008 per gallon national average. And this Parker company that has a chain of gas stations is limiting gasoline to $50. Why? Because there's some pigs that have shown up with huge gasoline tanks. I'm talking, looks like, oh, I don't know, about 1,000 gallons or 500 gallons. And they show up to the regular retail gas pump and they just turn that nozzle on, and it takes like an hour or two or three to fill it up. And it's really inconsiderate. It's awful. But I understand why they're probably doing it, because they have some gas-powered equipment and they want to keep working. Maybe they're in the lawn care business. I don't know what they're doing, but that's the kind of stuff that's going on in the United States. Fights, rationing, and a lot of stations, about 2,000 of them now, are dry, empty. You can't get the cheap stuff. You can't get the middle grade, and they're out of premium. And diesel seems to be the one thing that you can get some of. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I think, I wrote in an email to you earlier of where this is going, and specific, because I'm a farmer, I think specifically with regards to the farming sector. This is going to end up with farmers doing their work with shovels, spades, rakes, and wheelbarrows, unfortunately, and horse-drawn and oxen-drawn vehicles. This is where it's going to end up. Now, not many farmers will be able to make that adjustment. Very, very few farmers will be able to make that adjustment. I can, because I never really had mechanized tools here on in the first place. But, you know, most farmers are going to be in for a world of hurt, because how do you transport a round bale with a wheelbarrow? Well, you don't, unless you can do it one wheelbarrow at a time. Which is, I get round bales for my horses and I transport them down to the horse paddock one wheelbarrow at a time. So they get three wheelbarrows of hay a day. But when you've got 20, 30, 40, 100 cows, you can't do that. And, you know, this is it. Or sheep or goats or whatever your livestock is. I only have a few horses and so I can do it. But like I say, this is something where all farmers are going to be in for a world of hurt unless they can find other ways to do what they need to do. And as regarding the city people, farmers will find a way, they will get by somehow. But city people, they've got no alternatives. Apartment dwellers have no alternatives. I'm analysing that within about a week or two, most of the workplaces will be shut down. That means people won't be getting paychecks, and that means that businesses, many of them, will go under, because they may only just be recovering from lockdown situations. And this is going to be the final straw for a lot of them, and a lot of them will shut down for good. And now we all need to remember who's responsible here. It's not a group of Russian hackers. It's not a group of Ukrainians. It's not the Muslims or the Arabs. It's not any of these groups. It's not, you know, some snot-nosed teenager gang in their mum's basement. It's not BLM and it's not Antifa. It's Bill Gates. It's George Soros, you know, who we're all talking about. And it's Satan Klaus Schwab. This is who it is. They said that they were going to do it 2 weeks ago, and then they do it. And it's like this. I'm not saying that anybody should do this. This is a hypothetical scenario. If somebody says, oh, we're going to show up with at so-and-so's place with a can of gasoline and a lighter at 1 a.m., and he'd better be ready because there's going to be interesting times at so-and-so's place at 1 a.m. with a lighter and a can of gasoline, then so-and-so had better be ready because that's a threat in this hypothetical situation. Because that criminal who owns the can of gasoline and the lighter has just telegraphed ahead in time what he's going to do. He said that he's going to be around at someone's place at 1 a.m. with a lighter and a can of matches. Oh, sorry, a can of gasoline. Can of matches. this is what they did. About 10 days or 2 weeks ago, you know, however long ago it was, they said, actually it was Klaus Schwab, went on the international media and he said, soon we're going to be doing a cyber terrorism drill. It's going to be called Cyber Polygon, and we're going to be doing a drill on the shutdown of critical infrastructure. And he's done it. And CNN broadcast it, the BBC broadcast it, NBC broadcast it, the whole lot broadcast it. They all broadcast it, you know. And then everybody acts surprised when this happens and want to know who's responsible and who did it. Well, it's the guy who said, hypothetically, in our hypothetical example, that he's going to go around to so-and-so's place with a can of gasoline or lighter at 1 a.m. We're not recommending anyone should do that, by the way. We're using this as an example for what Klaus Schwab did 10 days ago. He said he was going to do it, and then he did it. So who do you think it was? You know, and there's this little bunch of grey-haired gangsters is who it is, you know. They're criminal psychopaths. They're literal live James Bond villains walking around in our universe. And, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I'm the only one who sees this. You know, actually, I'm not. Alex Jones said it yesterday on his show, on the Alex Jones show. He said, yeah, Klaus Schwab, you know, Cyber Polygon. He said, I can't believe anybody sees this. You know, he gets into a bit of a temper as well. And he should. You know, he just picks out things that they say ahead of time and then tells everybody, and everybody acts like he's some, you know, amazing genius for seeing everything that happens before it happens. When they telegraph ahead of time what they're going to do, and then they're going to do it. And then they do it. And everybody's wondering who it was. Does that make sense, Vincent? I think it's amazing, you know, that people can't see this. When they say in public press conferences what they're going to do, and then it happens. Oh, it's just amazing.
I've got a comment about what you were talking about, hay, and you know, how do you get that 1,000-pound round bale of hay from one place to another without fuel? I just did a quick thought, and I'll tell you when we come back about the fuel that's used in making that bale of hay and dropping it in the field, just where it's baled. Forget moving it. Just leaving it right there in the field after it's been baled. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right. So, when we bale hay, we use a round baler. It happens to be a John Deere brand round baler. And it produces roughly a 1,000-pound roll of hay. Now, in order to do that, we hook a hay mower up. And a hay mower has a bunch of cutters. Ours has 7. 7 spinning discs that travel about 3 inches off the ground. And they travel at such a high, they spin at such a high rate of RPM that they slice through the grass, and the grass just falls over. It doesn't get chopped and diced. It just stays complete, and it gets chopped, it gets cut, and it falls over. And so in order to operate that hay mower, it takes about an 85 horsepower or more tractor. And when you think about 85 horsepower, you know, if you relate that to cars, that's nothing. I mean, the smallest car's got more than 85 horsepower. But I assure you that if you took, 5 Toyota Camrys and you chained them together and you had a tug of war with our John Deere tractor, which is about 100 horsepower, and the tug of war was with 5 Toyota Camrys all pulling in a line, chained one to the next to the next to the next, and then the other end of the chain was against our John Deere tractor, we dragged those 5 Toyota Camrys all over. I mean, they would lose. Their wheels would be spinning. There'd be smoke coming from the tires, but the John Deere tractor would just pull them backwards. So a 100 horsepower tractor is a big deal. It's a pretty big tractor. And so in order to run this hay mower, that's what we have. And then, so once the hay is mowed, the next thing we do is we ted it. We have this thing, it's like an egg beater. It's about 13 feet wide, and we hook that up to a 40 horsepower tractor. And the tines on this egg beater will grab the grass and flip it up in the air, and it comes down in a random pattern. Because when the hay is just cut with the hay mower, it looks like it's been combed. You know, it's all the hay, all the grass is in a line. Well, the tedder flips it up in the air and it comes down a random pattern. There's more air that can circulate under it and it can dry more quickly. It can dry in about a day and a half. And the next thing we do is after it's dried, we hook it up. We hook up our tractor, about a 40 horsepower tractor, to a hay rake. And that's about 13 feet wide or wider. And it may be a little wider than that. And it rakes the hay into what's called a windrow. And that's a row of hay. It's just almost a continuous row of hay all around the field. And then the next thing we do is we hook up a baler, the round baler. And that takes about 100 horsepower to run that thing. And that will pick up the hay from the windrow, and it will roll it and roll it and roll it and roll it into a round bale. And then we have string that ties it, twine. And the twine comes in 20,000-foot rolls. So that's the process. Now, when we're done, the hay is just lying in rolls in the field. And I wanted to let you know, that process takes about 1/2 gallon of diesel fuel per roll. So if you add up the cutting it, plus the tedding it, plus the raking it, plus the baling it, that all adds up. We use about 100 gallons per season, or per cutting, for about 200 bales of hay. So that tells me it's about 1/2 gallon of diesel fuel per bale. Now, if we can't get the diesel fuel, there won't be any hay, and the cows are going to starve in the wintertime. And there'll be a great price cut on beef. You'll be able to get beef for very, very low cost if farmers can't get diesel fuel. And then there will be so many cows slaughtered because the farmers can't feed them, that the price of beef will skyrocket the next year. Beef will be scarce. That's the way it's going to go if farmers can't get fuel. And I delineated on earlier this week about how fractional distillation works and how this is going to be a big problem for all manufacturing. I'm not talking about just distribution. I'm talking about all manufacturing with the raw materials that they need, like plastic. That comes from crude oil. And there will be scarcities. And there are lots of rumbling right now about the scarcities. So if this pipeline doesn't get fixed, the refineries are going to be shut down, or some of them in Texas. And that will cause shortages in raw materials for manufacturing, let alone distribution.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With a voice vote, Representative Liz Cheney has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair.
We'll do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution. I think that it is an indication of where the Republican Party is, and I think that the party is in a place that we've got to bring it back from, and we've got to get back to a position where we are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president. Thank you.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Some lawmakers are making changes to the gas tax to help Americans avoid a spike in gas prices since the cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline along the East Coast. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states along the East Coast, including Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia, are experiencing gas shortages. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is suspending the state's gas tax until Saturday night to offset any jump in prices at the pump. This comes after the cyber attack against Colonial Pipeline.
It'll probably help level the price at the pump off for a little while. But my message to people is, look, everything that we are hearing, and we will let you know if this changes, but they are saying that this is going to be a short-lived problem.
Officials at Colonial say the pipeline should be up and running by the end of the week. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, will likely be removed from the number three position at the GOP. A vote is expected Wednesday. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Ahead of a vote that is expected to remove her from her position as the GOP House Committee Chair, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney spoke on the floor of the House Tuesday evening, saying she will continue to speak out against former President Trump and his continuing questioning of the results of the 2020 presidential election.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we've been talking about this fuel crisis from the Colonial Pipeline hacking it. Gwyneth warned us about this last week. Let me just put this in perspective. It's currently reported that 71% of gas stations in Charlotte, Metro Charlotte, are without gasoline. 71%. In Wilmington, North Carolina, 61% without gasoline. This is from Zero Hedge. In Myrtle Beach, 37% without gasoline. Norfolk, Virginia, that'd be 60%. And in Atlanta, Metro Atlanta, 60% are without gasoline. So Right now, there are about 1,800 gas stations currently out of gasoline in the states of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland, and Virginia. As of midnight, Gas Buddy shows the percentage of filling stations in each state without gasoline. This is the percentage of gas stations without gasoline, according to Gas Buddy. Georgia, 15%. Alabama, 2%. Tennessee, 3%. South Carolina, 13%. North Carolina, 25%. Florida, 4%. Virginia, 15%. Maryland, 4%. Now, I rounded those numbers, okay? I rounded down and I rounded up according to the way I was taught rounding is done in elementary school. So that's the current situation right now. And I believe I heard on the news just a few minutes ago that they're expecting to start the pipeline up by the end of the week. Now, the pipeline is a total of 5,500 miles. That's a lot of pipe. Now, how long do you think it's going to take to fill up that pipeline? So if you have a garden hose and you're going to water the garden, you unroll that hose and you hook it up to your faucet and you turn it on, water doesn't come out instantaneously the second you open that faucet. You know, so water doesn't come out that end of that 100-foot hose instantaneously. It takes a little bit of time, you know, and it's in seconds, but it takes a little bit of time. So what about 5,500 miles? Let's say the fuel, and I'm just guessing, let's say it can move at 10 miles an hour. How long will it take to fill up a pipeline or pipeline network of 5,500 miles at 10 miles an hour? Let's say it goes 20 miles an hour. Now think about that. That's blazing fast to run fuel through a pipeline. 20 miles an hour. So you have to assume that it's going to take a while, even though the experts and the officials and those who are telling us what the status is, they say that, you know, we're hoping to have this up by the end of the week. Okay, fine. Up by the end of the week doesn't mean the gas station that is out of gas is going to have fuel by the end of the week. It means that they're going to start the pipeline, maybe, by the end of the week. And then they have to fill the pipeline. And then once the pipeline gets filled, it has to go to the terminals. And the terminals will start filling their tanks, which are depleted in many locations. And then once their tanks are filled, then they can start filling up the tanker trucks to deliver the fuel to the gas stations. And then they can start pumping it. And then the next thing that's going to happen is the tanks that have run empty at these gas stations, there's mud in the bottom of these tanks, sediment, algae, black goo, literally. How do I know this? Because I used to pump gas and put a stick in the tank to measure how much gas in the tank. I know what's in the bottom of these tanks. It will clog your fuel system. So here's what happens. The tank is empty at the service station. They fill it up, and they stir up all that mud in the bottom of the tank. Some of it goes and gets trapped by the fuel filter at the pump. Some of it gets past the fuel filter, and you get to collect that in your tank. I just wanted to share all this with you. So it's a way bigger deal than is being purported. You know, just some gas stations out of gas. It's a big deal, and I don't think it's being reported this way by other broadcasts. I don't think so. I don't think they know. You have to have worked at a gas station, have experienced measuring the depth of gasoline in the tanks. You have to know what that's like. And you pull that long stick out and you look and say, oh, gosh, the bottom of that's pretty gooey. Where'd that come from? And, you know, gas stations hire companies to pump out that goo on a routine basis from the bottom of those tanks. You just don't see it. But they do. And that's when guys like me would go to the boss and say, look how much goo. There's 3 inches of goo in the bottom of this stick. Oh, I guess we better call a guy. Get it pumped out. And when they pump it out, it stinks. It smells like an open septic system. No kidding. Glenn, it's back to you.
Okay. There's something that absolutely nobody's considering here. And, you know, I'm not a career criminal in this life, but for whatever reason, I have the capacity to think like one. Okay? And one thing that they said in that news broadcast was, we should have the pumps working by the end of the week. What they were really saying is, we are going to pay the ransom. Hold on there. We're just waiting for the checks to clear. You'll get your money. Just hang in there. That's what they were really saying. But they couldn't tell the general public that. And I can tell you something for sure. I know the business model of extortion and blackmail. Okay, I know what their business model is. And I've known what their business model is my entire life. When I was 15, I had friends, supposed to be, they were enemies, actually, try and pull some stunts on me, and I didn't fall for it, and it didn't work. Okay? And paying blackmailers does not make them go away. Paying blackmailers and extortionists and kidnappers only encourages them. If anyone thinks that them paying Colonial Pipeline, paying off these hackers, supposed to be, a.k.a., you know, the list of suspects that I named at the beginning of the broadcast to telegraph their intention ahead of time, and then look, what do you know, it happened. They're not going to go away. You have not heard the end of this. If anybody thinks, oh, yeah, well, they'll pay the ransom and, you know, they'll get their business back and it'll all just go away. We'll all go back to normal and be happy ever after. That's not how it works, okay? Paying extortionists and blackmailers and kidnappers and hostage takers, and we've all been taken hostage by these people, only encourages them. They're going to do it again and again and again and again and again. That's the business model. That's how it works. Okay? They, you know, back in the day, the U.S. military had a policy, and my son had a movie. He said, oh, you got to watch this movie, Mum. It's called Black Hawk Down. And, you know, they had this this American soldier who was taken hostage by some group of Somalis back in a war, back in the day sometime. I can't really remember which one. But he was taken hostage by these Somalis. And they were saying, oh, the U.S. government will pay handsomely for you. And this U.S. soldier said, no, they won't. They don't pay ransoms, ever. They just don't. And back in the day, that was the policy of the U.S. military. I don't know what ended up happening to that soldier. But that telegraphed back in the day, back when this is quite a famous movie. We've got it on DVD here, you know, and we've got a DVD player, and we watch movies sometimes. But that was quite an educational movie of what the U.S. military used to do about kidnappers and hostage takers. They did not used to pay the ransoms. We're all being held to ransom by these guys. And Colonial, using coded language that they used, just telegraphed that they were going to pay the ransom. This is not going to go away, Vincent. Does that make sense to you? This is going to happen over and over again. And we better get used to farming without using fossil fuels somehow. People did it 200 years ago. But 200 years ago, 90% of the population was engaged in farming. And that 90% of the population that was engaged in farming were not all farmers. Maybe 1% of that 90% were farm owners. The rest were laborers. Okay? And those laborers were not unskilled laborers. You sometimes hear them described in the history books as unskilled labor. They were not unskilled labor. It was a highly skilled job. It is a highly skilled job to make hay without mechanical machinery. 200 years ago, they were doing it. But it would take a whole army of villagers to get the hay crop for the village in for the year. It would take maybe, 20, 30, 40, 50 people from the local village going down to the hay field, cutting the hay by hand, what was the word you used? Tossing. You only toss it up into the air to make a random pattern. I'd get a hay fork and I'd do it all by hand. And you'd have 50 villagers in the paddock tossing hay by hand. They're usually the woman. And, the men would be cutting it and, and raking it and all of this sort of stuff. And there was an art, the most skilled of the haymakers was the stack builders. And they would build a haystack on the back of a huge horse-drawn or oxen-drawn trailer with great wooden wheels. And the wheels were made by a wheelwright. And the harness for the horses or the oxen was made by a harness maker, And the feet for the horses or the oxen were taken care of by a blacksmith or a farrier. There was a job. There still is a job. Sometimes I have to get a or I either have to do it by hand myself, trim the horse's hooves. And if you've got cows, their hooves need to be trimmed sometimes too, and that will be one of your jobs. But it's a highly skilled job. And that's an example of how, where we are going back to and what a world of hurt we are in because people don't know how to do this anymore. I can hear music and I suspect we're probably heading into a break.
Yep, we're going into a break in just a couple seconds. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So it's been reported that the Washington, D.C. Police Department, known as the Metropolitan Police Department, has had unauthorized access on their server. It's been reported that about 250 gigabytes of data has been captured by those who are demanding payment, or that information or data will be made public. Well, the ransom amount is in the millions of dollars, and it's been reported that the Metropolitan Police Department, Washington, D.C.'s Police Department, has offered $100,000 to pay for the key to the ransom. And that has been declined by the hackers. They say it's not enough. So here's what they're threatening. They're threatening to release this information, which includes disciplinary records of police officers and employees, personal information like where they live, phone numbers, addresses, etc. So if this doesn't come to resolution through negotiation, I guess, these facts of who the police department has disciplined, where they live, etc., will be released. And if you think about it, that's kind of like turnabout. You know, when someone gets arrested, that information becomes public, doesn't it? But the information about when a police officer is disciplined by internal affairs, that's kept private, isn't it? So it looks like the police department of Washington, D.C. is really concerned about the release of this information, especially in the current climate of people not trusting the police anymore at the current today's environment. So this is pretty serious. Not a good time to be a policeman. I am not defending the hack. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that happens when people get really frosted and frustrated. But the hackers say that they're not trying to cause problems. They just want to make money. They want to hold, they want to extort money from organizations. Now, according to what I've read, that there are 26 agencies that are believed to have been hit by ransomware this year. And it's believed that 16 of them have seen their data released online, according to a company called MSISoft, E-M-S-I-S-O-F-T. And the average ransom demand is grown to a little over $100,000. So companies who are putting their data in the cloud, companies who are putting their data online, companies who have access through the internet, are all at risk, all at risk. I don't do that. I don't do that. You know, we used to have Rolodex cards for names and numbers and things like that, contacts. That's really hard to hack. You actually have to break and enter to steal a Rolodex, compared to remote hacking from some apartment somewhere, anywhere in the world, through the use of the internet. So this system that Americans have adopted because they're lazy, they don't want to write checks, the banks have convinced their customers to use online banking, that has put all of those customers and the businesses and the banks at risk. I think it's crazy. We still pay our bills the old-fashioned way. We write checks. And actually, it costs us more to write checks, because some companies will give us a lower cost if we would just pay them electronically. And what does that do? That eliminates the person who processes the check. That gets rid of more employees. That means computers talking to computers talking to computers. And that's one of the reasons why we can't talk to people today. This morning before the broadcast, I called a company. I'm still trying to buy that one part for the solar system that I've been trying to get for days. I finally called, and I pressed enough buttons that I get transferred to the sales department. Guy called me back, and he said, hey, I'm calling you back. I'm not the guy that you called, but I work for that guy, so I'm calling you back. How can I help you? And I said, here's what I want to buy. And I gave him the part number. He had no idea what it was. He lives in Manhattan, New York City. He has no idea what these solar system parts are. No clue. No clue. That's what we're dealing with today. He's on the 47th floor of a skyscraper in New York City, and he's going to help me with parts for a solar system. I don't think he's ever seen a solar system. Not even in a screen on the internet. That's how far we're falling, class. It's terrible. It's terrible. Just try to buy parts. And now our payments are going to be late because the post office is thinking, a couple weeks to get first-class mail across the street. That's acceptable. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.